This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Bingo Emmons, the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Bingo, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. Doing great.
Hey, Bingo, I thank you so much for sending me this text. Eric, who I met over at Quick Trip a few weeks ago, who works for Creative Construction Wisconsin, has gotten involved in a project helping out a homeowner that a contractor bailed on him. And you sent me these pictures. Man, he's doing really good work at this client's house. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's one of the things that, you know, because, you know, we do have Eric that works for us, and we do a lot of stuff restoration with woodwork and things. But, yeah, it was a contractor. You know what happened. The guy couldn't figure this out. He got the materials. He couldn't figure it out. But you see how you sent pictures, you know, because the radio was so hard to, you know, do that kind of stuff. But, yet, you know, he built an addition, and you're going to put this deck on top of it. Well, the roof has a slope on it, you know, so it doesn't drain too much. The guy, you know, they just couldn't figure it out. So Eric built a subframe underneath it, and he's put the thing together, and he did it this week. Next week, they'll have the railings on it. But Eric just changed the design of it and just changed the whole thing. And what the guy did, you know, he's only got limited to what he has for materials and stuff. And it was like, man, I looked at it Thursday and says, holy smokes. This is awesome.
Well, you know, until you said the addition and the deck, I didn't realize that this wasn't on the ground. This is above ground, right? And it's kind of like, I don't know if that's their second floor, but they from the basement, and this is, I'm looking at this deck. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's on the first floor deck, and then, you know, you go out a bedroom, you know, door. And then there you are. And then there's a lot of people are involved. And how I got involved with it is I did some work for the lady, you know, a few years ago. We did some stucco. She had a chimney, so we wrapped it with mesh, and we stuck with it for her. And then she hired this contractor, and the contractor was trying to tell her to do the addition with siding because, you know, there's nobody around who's new to stucco. So she called up me and says, can I come over and do it? So she actually hired us directly just to do it because she's really meticulous, and she wants to look exactly, you know, home on the east side, there's historical values to it. So then, that's how we got involved with it, and that was like a year or so ago, and then it just, you know, like a lot of companies that went, you know, they can't do it, you couldn't finish it, she had to hire someone else to finish up the roof, and then she brought us in to do the deck. He said, anyway, I can talk you guys into it. So that's what we got right doing. And Eric that's the kind of stuff he loves to do. You know, so he jumped right on.
Man, this woman's got to be so happy. And Eric, it was really good to meet you over at Quick Trip. And I'll tell you what, young man, this job is really impressive. Her deck, she's just got to be feeling really good about the decision to call you guys and find out if you could do it. And you know, Bingo, you've told me 100 times Eric does really good work for you guys, and this is proof of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the lady, that's where my lady is. I mean, you know, so I don't want to give away her location or house or anything, but it's people will know it when you see it. And then, but yeah, she actually had a tears in her eyes when she was there. Just, you know, can't thank you enough, you know, for doing this. And, you know, and Eric, you know, Eric went above and beyond what he was asking. I can't wait to see the railings go up. But, yeah, it looks the way he took the wood and he just, you know, he because he didn't have long enough wood for the porch. You know, he just made a lot of mistakes. He put a board down the middle. He just did a bunch of stuff to make everything work.
Right.
You know, use up all the pieces. So,
well, you know, Bingo, when we talk on this show a lot, we talk about, you know, talking young people into getting involved in the trades because of the pride you have after doing a project like this. And Eric should be really proud of this job. And if I'm the homeowner, the first time I have a little gathering on that deck, I'm inviting Eric. And I'm going to let people know that this is the guy that did it. So well done, Eric. Our special guest for the entire hour today, he is Jim Ozer, National Property Inspections, and he is the president of the Wisconsin Area Homeowners Inspection Association. Hey, Jim, how you doing today?
I'm doing real good. How about you guys?
Man, I'm doing well, and Bingo, he sounds like he's doing really well. And it's good to be talking to you, Jim. Let's talk a little bit about National Property Inspections. It's kind of a family business I'm looking at, right?
That is correct. We have been in business for close to 26 years, and my son Josh is involved now, and we have multiple inspectors, and we handle a lot of work in the Milwaukee area and southern Wisconsin.
Well, let's not forget Beth.
And my wife, Beth.
Yeah. Yep. I am. She's the marketing manager, and you and Josh are our co-owners, and as Bingo enjoys working with Zach, his son, and I know Bingo enjoyed working with Al when Al was involved. You know that family dynamic, it certainly has been good for you guys as well.
Well, same thing. You know, as long with same thing as Bingo's business as well. You know, it's kind of nice to have family involved. It takes it to a more personal level. And I think customers really appreciate that. We have great employees as well. And the whole combination of things, family and good employees, makes a good business. And we strive to do the best we can, just like Bingo does.
Hey,
and that deck you were talking about.
Yeah, oh boy, I'll tell you. Hey, Jim, you should see this thing. It's really beautiful. And the homeowners, like Bingo said, in tears. You know, just saying, hey, thank you so much for the help here. Hey, can we talk a little bit about your background and how you got involved in this business?
Oh, sure. I'm going to give away my age here a little bit, but back in the mid-80s, I graduated from college with a two-year architectural degree, and I was working in a design-build business, a couple different businesses prior, you know, after that, 86 to 96. And got out of that, wanted a little bit of a change. Building is a challenge sometimes. Bingo can attest to that, too, sometimes, the challenges. But I wanted a little different direction, and I started National Property Inspections in Wisconsin here and about 26 years ago this fall, and have taken off ever since. And even the last several years, we keep doubling every couple of years, and kind of waiting to see what the next 5 to 10 years does for us.
Hey, your business has changed quite a bit over the years, correct?
Yes. We do. When I first started my business, we were doing solely home inspections, and now we've added to that, and we're doing multiple different things. We do a lot of commercial inspections, building inspections, that is. And next week, I think we have 4 or 5 commercial inspections set up ready for next week. And even during these hard times with the market where people are skipping home inspections right now, we're still excelling in growing our business in other ways to compensate for that.
Hey, can we talk, Jim, about that, and I was going to bring that up in the second segment, but I want to talk about it since you brought it up. When people are skipping the home inspection, I have heard from a number of people that if you're selling your home and you accept a bid from somebody who does not need a home inspection, that doesn't get you off scot-free, correct?
Well, and again, I'll make this blanket statement, too. I'm not a realtor or an attorney, okay, just a home inspector.
Right.
But I know that I'm quite sure that the realtors, they're having the buyer sign off on whatever form they call it, waiving the home inspection. And so I'm not sure what the legalities of all that is for down the road. But I think in the long run, though, and even the short run, that is going to affect the buyers. They are not, without getting the home inspection, they're not really understanding how the home works and the issues it may have. A lot of homes are in excellent condition, but there are some underlying issues where if you're not trained to find them, they will pop up eventually because they'll become a safety item or a defective item where, a big contractor like Bingo needs to come in and do some big work on some rotted walls or roof that leaked and had issues on the inside of the house or even the outside with the stucco and siding and windows. So unfortunately, I feel that down the road, there may be some issues coming up, and I'm hoping that people are ready for that. But I don't want to scare people, but it is a market right now, and as far as home inspections, we really do not recommend skipping them. But on the flip side, there's a possibility after closing to do what we call a post-home inspection. And what that entails is something similar on a pre-sale home inspection or a purchase home inspection. We do the same kind of work, but at least you're finding out what the condition of the home is in, and can move forward with any maintenance items or doing major repairs, whatever needs to happen.
Hey, Jim, we had the president of the Realtors on, I think probably 2 months ago, something like that, and he made a comment that said, if as the homeowner, if you accept a bid and they don't ask for an inspection or need an inspection, as the homeowner who is selling the home, he said that be careful with that because they can still come back at you a couple of months later by saying, look, you didn't list this or you didn't say this. And they can still, if there's a problem with your chimney and you don't put that on paper and they don't ask for an inspection, the president of the realtors, and I believe I'm saying this correctly, claim that buyer can still come back at you for some funds to get that fixed.
Yes, I believe that it's right. When you're selling a house, and again, I'm not a realtor or an attorney, but there's a disclosure sheet, and you need to disclose what your defects are in the house. So, for example, if it's known to have a chimney problem or, let's say, a leaky water in the basement, foundation issue, or a stucco issue, and you want to get out of the house and sell it real quick before you got to repair it. I always recommend to people to disclose those items so that nobody comes back after you later, after they discover the issues. Yep.
Boy, I think that, look, my wife and I have talked about possibly we've been in the same home for 30 years, and she is one that won't even consider looking at other places until we get this house fully up to code and fully ready to be sold. And she's a lot nicer than I am, Jim. That's the issue. She's a lot nicer. That we both went to Catholic schools and those nuns did this whole guilt thing on both of us, but I think it stuck more with her than it did with me. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. Oh, yeah. On your website, National Properties Inspections, honesty, integrity, and professionalism. And with that, if you put that on big, bold letters on who we are, people are going to, when they call you, say, listen, you have this reputation, so uphold this reputation of honesty, integrity, and professionalism. You guys aren't running from that.
No, we stand behind what we inspect. We offer some different warranties, and again, people are free to give us a call after the inspection to go over the report. And with any questions, and if there's anything that we need to follow up with, we'll call people like Bingo at Creative Construction for any information or help, or send them there for, you know, some research, whatever it might be. That's pretty much what we do. We kind of try and handle our customers and try and build our customer base and referral base.
Hey, Jim, and we're going to talk a lot about Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors in the second segment. You're the president of that organization. But before we get to a break, did you always know, or did Josh always know that this was something that he wanted to get involved in?
As far as why the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, that is something I joined back, I can't fully remember, but they've been in operation for, let's say, the early to mid-90s, and I probably joined around the late 90s, somewhere there, a couple years after they started, and I became involved probably more so in the last 10 years, and it's been a great asset. To get to know people and contractors, affiliates, we call them. We can get into that more than that in a little bit here.
Yeah, that second segment, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about that association. But getting back real quickly to Josh, did he know growing up that this was something he wanted to get involved in?
Yes, he was back in high school and probably a junior in high school. He went to Lutheran High and down here in Racine, and he knew right away that he wanted to jump in. So he came on board right away, and he is now a partner, and he runs his own division that he's in charge of, and doing really well at it.
He went to Racine Lutheran?
Yes.
Yeah, did he play sports at all?
Yeah, he played baseball.
Yeah, I coached over at Barton Luther for 4 years, and I had to go down and go against Coach Christensen for 4 years, and I'll tell you what, that was a battle every time we had to go down and play any sport against Racine Lutheran. So he that baseball program, a pretty good program when he was there.
That was probably about 12 years ago, maybe 12 to 14 years ago,
man. Well, they're still, I'll tell you what, they're still good. And I know football and baseball, basketball. I liked going to that school because people that were running it and the coaches and the administrators were always really good people and treated away teams really well. So let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue to talk with Jim Hoser. He is owner of National Property Inspections. Also, he's the president of the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, and we'll talk to him more about that on the other side. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, only at 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host, Bingo Emmons, owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Hey, Bingo, we had had a chat and a couple of emails back and forth. You're a big fan of the work that Jim Hoser and the people at National Property Inspections do.
Yeah, he does. I know he's trying to be real careful what he always says, because he's also the president of WAHI. That's what they call themselves, Wisconsin Association. He's the president of that. He has to be careful what he says. But these guys, I mean, you know, he's a really decent company. They do a lot of stuff, and I mean, he's big. I mean, he's big compared to a lot of other companies out there that they do. But there's another thing too that they're not talking. What you guys aren't talking about is people are actually getting home inspections before they sell their home, and I'm getting involved in a lot of those. And I know Jim's got to be careful about the legality of stuff, but I'm involved in a lot of jobs where people don't get home inspections, and they still go after the homeowners and they sue. And it doesn't make a difference whether they win or lose. They're paying a lot of money because they skip the home inspection process. Even though people are selling, they've been better off if you had a home inspector, even though you think that they're off the hook. And I got a couple of them. It's June already. We're going to court for another one there where they quick throw up some drywall in a basement, tear up the walls, right? And then they paint everything, and people just get the home inspection. And then now it wasn't just that they covered up the thing, that the mold, the whole basement house completely gutted out. It's a big mold problem, and it just snowballed. And it doesn't make a difference what the people sell in the home. They're being sued regardless.
Hey, Bingo, my wife Terry's probably listening right now, and she's shaking her head saying, that's why I have them on speed dial over at Creative Construction Wisconsin, because we had that discussion. Like, I was saying, Terry, we're every realtor's telling us that they're getting four bids on every house, and three of them are waiving the home inspection. And she said, Michael, we're not doing that to anybody. And second, I still think there's a lot of things in the back after that we can get in trouble for. So let's just do it up front, get everything done. And that's the reason, I had Mancuso come over from Accurate Basement Repair and put up the beams on two of the walls. And we're in the middle of trying to figure out how to get that thing painted, and we'll get that thing done. And that's the kind of stuff that, when you marry a girl like I did 100 years ago, who's got a lot of morals and says, look, whether that's available to us or not, we're not taking advantage of that because I'm afraid of the back end of it. And what you're saying is she's correct, and once again, her husband's wrong, right?
Yeah, another thing I just wanted to add, too, is but they also offer, Jim's company offers is what you do is you're going to sell your home. You have them come through and you find stuff. So you're not having to deal with that when you're trying to sell a house. They will do a pre-inspection. And another one that they also offer too is when you're building a new home, believe it or not, that I get involved in situations where people build a brand new home because they didn't have anybody, watching these contractors building that stuff. So you hire a company like, Jim's company to go through and check your brand new home, and Jim can tell you they will find problems.
Hey Jim, when people, and again, as Bingo said, look, you need to be pretty careful because you're the president of the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, and I really I admire that, and we will try not to lead you down any path that you don't want to go to. But I think
appreciate that.
What's that?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Yeah, this is not, I'm not a lawyer either, pal, and I don't even play one on the radio. But when you're having discussions with other inspectors, with Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, when you're talking to the members there, are they feeling the pinch too because of what's going on in buying and selling homes right now is difficult because there's five buyers for every home, it seems. And are they feeling the pinch too as far as not as many people getting the home inspection?
Oh, sure. Currently this year, my business is down a little bit with the home inspections as far as quantity. And there's some people that are down 50%, 75%. That's not good and healthy for the business, for the arena, but, we're hoping that I've seen a couple changes the last few weeks, and I'm hoping that this here curve rounds out here again. I believe a few weeks ago, the interest rates have climbed up a little bit. And so that may slow it down a little bit where we don't have as many, buyers then. And it should help flatten it out a little bit, but we'll see what time does. There is total, there's a lot of hurting home inspectors out there, and there's some really good, knowledgeable people, and people are skipping those homes. And we're all getting creative with doing the pre-listing inspection, like at your current house, if you're thinking about selling. Have someone like us come through and pinpoint some of those areas that need attention. And then when you go to sell, it's ready to go. And you should have less to disclose because you fix a lot of stuff. And then again, we talked about the pre-purchase and the post-inspections. And Bingo even brought up the new construction. Builders won't like this, but even with the new construction, you have a lot of contractors come through and nobody really checks them. So besides the builder, and they'll do a punch list with the buyer And that part works out fine, but nobody went in and tested everything. Buyers assume that because the municipal building inspector came out and checked for some code issues and billing to certain standards, that everything's checked by an inspector, but they don't go through the fine tooth of a comb as what a home inspector would do.
Hey, I know as the president of the organization that you would want to hear about some of the people and the members if they're doing a good job. And I'm just going to throw this out. We had Joe Chitko from 5x5 Home Inspection on the show a number of months ago. And he was really good, a good ambassador for his company and for the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors. And my son, Matthew, wanted to have his home inspected, and I gave him Joe's number. And I don't think Joe had gotten to his car yet when he left my son's house. And Matthew called me and said, "Dad, this guy was unbelievable. Like, he really spent a lot of time with us, and this is the first time we've been through anything like this." So we had probably some questions that were really basic for him, but he didn't show like he was getting, you know, a little bit antsy to get out of our house. He really kind of explained everything extremely well. We got a very detailed report from him, and he said, "Dad, thank you so much for, you know, giving me Joe's number," because he was really a godsend for us. And so I think as the president, you'd want to know that members are doing a good job, and Joe certainly did that for my son Matthew, so thank you for that.
Yeah, Joe does a real good job. He's actually vice president currently of our WAHI group in Milwaukee. So,
oh, he is?
Yeah, and so basically in our WAHI group, I have myself as the president, Joe Chitko as a vice president, and one of my employees, Ryan Eggenfeld, is our education chair. So we cover ourselves pretty well, and Joe and I work very well together. So being leaders in our group, we understand where people are coming from, different home inspectors and such, and we strive to do the best we can. Most inspectors do, and they take their job seriously, just like you would and Bingo do, you know. So,
well, when next time you guys get together, you let him know that. Look, as a guy that does a show like this, I get asked, "Hey, do you have a guy?" Right? Do you have a guy?
Right.
And I get asked a lot from my son Matthew and my daughter Katie. Do you have a guy? And I did. So I had one, and I looked Joe's number up and said this guy was really good on the air, and I thought he really explained things well. Maybe give him a call, and Joe set up an appointment with my son and went over, and like I said, just did a really good job. So if people are looking for somebody to come out, and whether it's in the commercial space, the new build, or your home, Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, and when we're talking to the president, he also owns National Property Inspections. Him and his son Josh and Jim's wife works in the marketing area. And if you go to their website, it gives you a really good feel on what this company is. It's npiweb.com. NPI, which is National Property Inspections, npiweb.com, and get a really good feeling. And get some information on the company, the heart and soul of kind of who they are. The other thing that I would recommend is I watched a couple of the videos that they have, the real estate agent testimony video, NPI's 6-month warranty video. This is, hey, by the way, Jim, this is what I do now on Saturday mornings. I'm watching videos like what's an NPI home inspection on your website. And I thought they were really well done and really great information on who your company is.
That's great. I'm glad you did some research on that. We're proud of our website, and a lot of people go to it, and some good information on there.
Yeah, there really is. Again, npiweb.com. If you have any questions you have for Jim or for Josh or any of their team, 262-636-9909. 262-636-9909. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Jim Hoser. He's the president. He is the owner of National Property Inspection, and he is also the president of the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric only on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, only at 1250 AM, The Fan. My co-host is Bingo Emmons. He's the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. More important, he is the husband of Deb, who 7 years we've been trying to get her on this show. She won't come on. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com. Callcreativeconstruction.com. And if you were looking, if you're having an issue, if it's a deck, if it's stucco, if it's, I would call there and just say, look, I don't know if you guys can help me with this, but if you see the job that Eric has done on this deck for this home on the east side, you will want to do business with Creative Construction Wisconsin. Our special guest is Jim Hoser. He is the owner of National Property Inspections. He's also the president of the Wisconsin Area Home Inspectors. Hey, Jim, can we take this segment and talk more about the National Property Inspectors and Inspections, excuse me, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, why somebody, what about your company? And again, if you go on the website and it says YNPI, honesty, integrity, professionalism is big, bold, orange letters right at the top. And you know what? They're not running from that. That's kind of who they hang their hat on. That's the soul of who this company is. When somebody asks you, look, there's a number of companies that do the same thing that you do. Why is it that we should look at NPI as the company to work with? What do you tell them?
Pretty much what I do is we talk to them about our years of experience and my background, and we have several inspectors with a lot of experience, and we stand behind our word, and of course that honest integrity and integrity is a big thing. And you know, as far as pricing, we're all in the same ball field with other inspectors, so we're competitive. And we try and sell ourselves on our name and our experience. And one of the other things, too, I tell people is that we're covered by our insurances, errors and omission insurances, in case we miss something, general liability in case we break something while we're on site. And not all inspectors are the same with that. So when people are looking at differences between different companies, there's a couple of questions to ask if they're covered by insurance, and that's a big issue in my area, and that's why we stand behind our inspections and the kind of work that we do.
Hey, Jim, I was looking for a while this morning at the pre-inspection checklist. Is this standard in your industry that people provide this, or is this something that you guys have put together at NPI to make sure that the homeowner understands when you guys come out the what you're going to be looking at? And is this something that's standard in your industry, or is this something that is just that NPI puts out?
Mike, this is something that we have put out, just published. That way people can go to our website and get that list and be aware that we want to get into the attic space. So make sure the closet is cleaned out if the attic access is in there, or the car is moved out of the garage so we can get into the attic space from the garage, just different issues like that. And I think it helps people understand where we're coming from. In all honesty, I believe that most sellers probably don't like home inspectors because we're going to find some issues with their house. And so it's to try and help people understand where we're coming from and trying to do our job for the buyer, but then make it easier on them as well.
You know, I like that pre-inspection list. There's some things on there that I would have never thought about. I mean, I would have, you know, trim any tree branches that are touching the house, clear obstacles, clean gutters, and clear downspouts. You know, these are things that, as a homeowner, if it's not going to take a whole lot of time for some of these, and it's pretty, it's kind of basic, but you're not thinking that way. You're thinking about, man, I hope this guy's in a good mood today type thing. And to be able to get all of this taken care of and then have you guys come out, it's going to allow you to do the job that you have to do a lot easier and quicker.
Yes, that's very true. So, for example, you mentioned the gutters or trimming of trees or brush along the building. That allows us to see properly, if the gutter is holding water or if there's any damage to the siding behind the overgrown bushes. And it makes the report a whole lot cleaner if the buyers can see what kind of condition that's in, and as well as us. But it makes the buyer more confident that the seller has taken care of their building.
Hey, Jim, on there where you put locate user manuals and warranty information for appliances and components, how important is that? Because, you know, there are some things that, look, there are warranty information for appliances that I don't know if 50% of homeowners would still have. But if we can't locate that, we just need to be upfront with you.
True. So what I actually have in my own house, I have an appliance box. We call it a folder. And every time we add new appliance or a new furnace, water, heater, air conditioner, refrigerator, we just put a new dishwasher in our house just a few months ago. We put all those manuals in one location, and that way when we go to sell someday or our kids, they can haul those out, and we put right in the manuals the date that we purchased them. And I just think that helps out the whole industry with more readily accessible paperwork. And I even write on my water heater, installed such and such a date, right on the water heater with the magic marker. That way anybody that comes along can see that. So any information is very helpful to the home inspector that comes in and prospective buyer.
Hey, Jim, before we get to a break, we got somebody that called in with a question. Kurt in Waterford said, are all home inspectors members of the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors? And if not, what's the advantage of being part of Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors?
Sure, I can answer that question. So not everybody is a member of the Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors, or WAHI. However, there is a lot of good inspectors out there, but WAHI provides training on a monthly basis, and which Bingle comes to faithfully every month, and he even does some training as well, provides it for our guys. We actually have 5 chapters in Wisconsin. We have one in Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, Schofield, and Menasha. And all 5 chapters meet every month to provide continuing education classes for the inspectors and on various different topics. And so basically we're trained, in these with these different components and such. But then we also have 2 semi-annual spring and fall seminars, which we spend all day Saturdays training and have different vendors come in and affiliate members talk at those as well. So we're very well educated, and I would highly recommend using a WAHI member. And I'll give out that website here too for the gentleman that called in, and that website is WAHI for WAHI group, GROUP.com. And anyone can go on that website and look up the inspectors that are associated with that, as well as affiliate members such as Bingle and his business, and that has his contact information on there as well.
It's WAHI group, it's WAHI group.com. And if you're thinking about becoming a member, the first thing I would do is look at the code of ethics. and understand that this isn't just one page on a website. This is something that, as the president of this, you know, this is very important. If you want to be a YU member, make sure that you read the Code of Ethics and understand that this is almost like the King James Version Bible for them. This is important if you're a member that you follow the Code of Ethics. Very quickly, Jim, what's the cost to be involved as a member of YU?
As far as a member, I believe it's $225 or $250 a year. And you can join any time, and we recommend all home inspectors do that. We do a lot of training, get a lot of information. I brought in some new people recently, and they just love the group in Milwaukee. And, again, the training is awesome. Great to know your competitors as well. And that's okay. You know, some people are afraid to get to know their competitors. And I tell you what, we all get together, we all talk, and figure out what the economy's doing. And we talk about our affiliates, such as Bingo and others in the group. And it's just a great evening getting together and preparing for the next month.
You know, the mission statement for WAHI, the foremost state professional home inspectors organization. YU Inspectors will lead its membership by providing education opportunities, advocacy, and fellowship to develop professionalism in the home inspection industry. You know, similar, I think, to like NARI, people think, well, why do I want to hang out with my competitors? Well, you know what? Look, you learn from them. And people also say, look, you're going to work with this company. They brought me in. They hired you instead. Here's what I saw while I was there. I mean, these are the conversations these guys have. And then the education side of it, the bylaws, policy manual, and code of ethics, all on that website. Again, wahigroup.com, WAHIGroup.com. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. And Kurt in Waterford, I hope that answered your question. And thanks for listening. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Bingo Emmons. He's the owner of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Bingo, you were on the button when you told me we're not going to have enough time with Jim to ask him all the questions that we have. And I think what I'd like to do is invite Jim back in the near future and just completely focus on either national property inspections or WAHI, because I think we have enough questions to go through a lot with both. Hey, Jim, we're going to go kind of quick and rapid fire, if we can, on some questions that I have. Is there an average cost on a property inspection if you go through national property inspections?
Price range goes along with age and square footage, but in the range of, you know, 4.25 up to 600, 700, depending on size.
And how long will an inspection normally take?
Usually if a person can budget, about 3 hours.
And do I need to be present in my home when you guys come?
As a seller, usually the realtors do not recommend it. However, if you're on the older age and cannot get out of the house too much, we recommend that you stay there and be safe.
Well, maybe you're talking about me on that one, pal.
Maybe.
You're not, but maybe I can tell you that I am, and so I can just kind of hang out. Hey, what is the process of and the timing nowadays? If I give that phone number a call, 262-636-9909, or if I go to npiweb.com, what is the process of having one of your inspectors come to my house? What's the timing nowadays?
The timing for us, we're busy next week, so it'd be the week after. And, again, we have people that answer the phone, 8 till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2.
Wow. Good for you guys, because not everybody has that anymore, you know? A lot of times it's you're going through some kind of call center or things like that. So I'm happy to hear that you guys are doing that. So starting if you call on Monday or even today, you can set something up for middle of June.
Correct. What would that be? Week of June 6th? No, that's this week. I guess it's middle of June.
Yeah.
Man, June's going to be half gone here pretty fast.
It is. You know, pretty soon 4th of July will be here, and we're like, how did that happen? How about on the commercial side? What's the lead time for that? Is that about the same?
That is about the same. I wanted to bring up one other thing here, too. We can also do online scheduling. We have a newer website from the one that you had been mentioning.
Uh-huh.
And our newer website is npi-wi for Wisconsin.com. And you can schedule right online on that website.
It's npi-wi.com. That's
correct.
Excellent. And the location that you'll go to, is it southeast Wisconsin, or how far will MPI go?
Well, we have inspectors in Madison, up by Princeton, by Green Lake there, and then covering all of southeast Wisconsin. Then, so we cover Green Bay all the way down to Madison and such.
You know, when you go to that website, they have specialty services as well, and you can take a look. I had some questions, and the next time that we have Jim on, and maybe we'll have Josh join us next time. There's a number of things that we can talk about, from foundation inspections to stucco inspections, well inspections. There's a lot of specialty things that they do, pool and spa inspections. So they can help you with a lot of that. And next time we have somebody from National Property Inspections on, we'll talk to them about some of the things that they do on the specialty side. Again, npi-wi.com is where you're going to want to go. 262-636-9909 is that phone number. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time today. And like I said, if we can get you back on relatively soon, I've got just a number of questions that I did not get to today.
I'm sure you did. And I just want to say thank you to Mike and to Bingo for having me on the show this morning, and enjoyed it. So we'd be happy to come back on.
That's excellent. Hey, Bingo, thank you very much. What a great guest. I appreciate you setting that up, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, and I'll let Sam know to put him on the list for to get him back.
I'd appreciate that a lot. He is Bingo Emmons and Jim Ozer, Jim, National Property Inspection, and the president of WAHI. Did a great job. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.